Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, on this World Health Day, Tuesday the 7th of April. It's a busy show. We've gotten loads and loads of tweets. I had a fantastic tweet from Linda Cloak, who says, I've got some ideas of how you can bring humour back to your show, Paul. I'll tell you later. So I look forward to hearing about that. I've also had a tweet from the Independent Pharma Consultants. You know, the guys I told you about earlier that have got a GoFundMe going? Well, they've set up a Twitter account now, so please give them a follow. It's Independent PHA number one. Independent, the word independent, PHA number one. Give them a follow, please, and then you can find out more about the silver nanotechnology that they're hoping to develop to help fight with coronaviruses of all kinds. So do check that out. Do keep your tweets coming. Tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. There's some other government news that I want to tell you about, and we've got another guest to talk about and some other bits and pieces that I want to cover. The Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. Now, here's the thing. They've been doing some sterling work down there. They've had hundreds of calls through the hub already. There's lots of requests for community meals, home carer advice, lots of volunteer applications all being processed, and lots of people being helped. If you need assistance and you live on the Romney Marsh area, if you call them on 01797 208 590, they're open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, and they're here to help. So it's the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub, doing a fantastic job for anybody that lives out on the marsh. If you want to know anything, if you want any help, if you want to volunteer, if you need to talk about community meals or deliveries, 01797 208 590, the Romney Marsh Community Support Hub. I've had a tweet from Amanda, who's enjoying the rays out in the garden with her sunglasses on, by the looks of it. I've got something about flood construction, but I'm not really sure what that is. I'll try and read that in a moment. Tracy Ferguson has said, great breathing exercises from Kerry. I started deep breathing a few years ago on going to bed, as for years I've been replaying of and catastrophizing, that's not easy to say, catastrophizing of events in my mind, stopping me from sleeping. Very glad to say that very rarely happens now. Breathing is so important to mental health. And that started off a chain of tweets where somebody, Graham Galpin with his dry sense of humour. It also helps for staying alive. And then, of course, we got the ubiquitous gif of your man from Staying Alive and his disco dancing. dear, oh dear. I've missed the gif wars. We usually have gif wars on the show. They've been a bit lacking just recently, so it's really good. Bob Beatty has been on talking about his personal trainer, and he's given us a photo of his personal trainer that happens to be his dog. Walking the dog is nice and therapeutic. You know, why not? Get out there. I've had a chat with my personal trainer, and she fell over laughing. And this is a picture of my personal trainer. She looks lovely. His dog is asleep on the office chair by the looks of it. Good. We're going to talk to another guest shortly, when we're going to be joined by Andrew Harkin in about 10 minutes or so. I've got some other news to talk to you about and some other things to run through. And I just want to go through this because it's such a shame, but it is going to work out eventually. A lot of you know, we hold business awards, competitions and awards dinners around the county every year. And the next one was due in March, at the end of March, which was the Canterbury Business Awards. And we got all the finalists nominated, but unfortunately the award dinner had to be cancelled due to the lockdown. So I believe what's going to happen is there's going to be one giant awards dinner for Maidstone, Ashford and Canterbury later on in the year when we're locked out. But for the moment, let me read you a list of the finalists that actually got through to the finals of the Canterbury Business Awards for this year. So these are the finalists, not winners yet, just the finalists. Margate Football Club, THC Primary Care, I Do Marketing, Gillian Monk at All Health Matters, Barbara Bootler at Blue Fox Rentals, Lydia McEwen at I Do Marketing, Adriana Fuster at Learn with Adriana, Mika Dugan, The Escapement Margate, Betteridge and Milsom, Grand Kinnear Property Consultants, James Clake Associates, Modus Construction Consultants, Red Key Concepts, Blue Fox Rentals, Brambles Bed and Breakfast, Secret Spices, Time and Tide Brewing, Healthcare Law, Pentings, The Coaching Lab, All Health Matters, Healthcare Law, Horizon Scan, Farscape Foundation, NT Rick Scaffolding, Red Key Concepts, NFU Mutual and No Place Like Home. They're the finalists in the Canterbury Business Awards. The award dinners and the finalists will be announced at a mega dinner, awards dinner, later on in the year, which will be combined with the winners of the Ashford and Maidstone Awards. So do look out for more details on all of that. How are we doing? There's some changes to the capital gains tax allowance. Blimey, there's some interesting stuff coming out at the moment, isn't there? Capital gains tax allowance and bill payment changes from the 6th of April. The CGT allowance will increase from 12,000 to 12,300 for individuals and representatives, and from 6,000 to 6,150 for trustees of settlements. Capital gains tax is a tax on the increased value of your possessions, such as a second home, antiques or shares, during the time that you have owned them. The capital gains tax allowance is the amount you can make from the increased value of your possessions tax-free. From the 6th of April, anyone who makes a taxable capital gain from UK residential property will have to pay the tax they owe within 30 days of the completion of the sale or disposal. So that's a change. So any capital gain that you make on a residential property, you'll have to pay the tax within 30 days. Just for those that aren't sure, that's a second property. Your main home, your main residence, the place that you reside for most of the time, is exempt from capital gains tax. It's on second properties, holiday homes, rental properties, buy-to-let properties, any other property that you own outside of your main living accommodation. And you've got to pay the tax on that within 30 days. I'll tell you what, let's have another music track and then we'll get our next guest on the phone and we're going to be talking to Andrew. Let's have a listen to this.
Paperback writer. A thousand pages could take a view.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 7th of April. I'm now joined, hopefully, on the phone by Andrew Arkin. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Paul. How you doing?
Oh, you're there. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Lovely to hear from you, Andrew. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you for inviting me. And, well done for keeping the show going.
I know. It's not the easiest. I've been doing this show for 12 years now, and the first few that I did on my own, and they were just our shows, and that's nice and easy. But for the last 11 and a half years, we've always had a posse of people, like most radio shows, in the studio.
Yes.
And, of course, there's lots of banter and lots of fun and lots of rudeness to each other and all of that. And, of course, all of that's not here at the moment. We're just me on my own. So, you get into these little panic modes where you think, blimey, I haven't got anything else to talk about.
No. There's nothing worse than dead air, is there?
No, absolutely. So it's an absolute pleasure to have you on, saving my life and talking about interesting stuff. Why don't you kick off, Andrew, by telling people a bit about Andrew and what it is that you do.
Okay, thank you, Paul. So I'm Andrew Harkin. I run a copywriting business called Copy & Consult. So I specialise in direct marketing. So I write conversational copy in language that your ideal potential client will understand and hopefully engage with. That's the gist of it. I also help with marketing strategy and also ideas. So the copywriting obviously is self-explanatory, and the consulting bit is really helping clients to devise marketing strategy that will appeal to their ideal client and also engage them and get them to come on board. That's really the gist of it.
Okay, that's cool. Funny enough, I don't know if you've even heard of this, you may or may not. I was recommended a chap called Kevin Monk. Recommended a book to me by an American guy called Josh Bernoff, B-E-R-N-O-F.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it. He's written a book. He's like you, a copywriter and marketing specialist, and he's written a book called Writing Without Bullshit. I'm in the process of reading that, and it's a really fascinating book because, and I want to get your views on this. What struck a chord with me is he started off with a thing that you've probably heard, which is don't bury the lead, which is a famous journalist and writing saying, which means don't bury the main point of your story somewhere in the text. You know, start with it, basically.
No, exactly. But
one of the other things that that this chap is really keen on is just writing as you speak rather than all the extra fluff we shove into things to make things look important.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I'd like to get your views on that. Well, you know, from your point of view as a professional in this area, how do you see the things that you come across, the kind of marketing things that you see, the web copy that you see, and maybe even some journalism or whatever, especially on social media? What's your views on a lot of the stuff that you see?
I think some of it's getting better than it was, say, even 5 years ago. But the key really is, I mentioned at the top of the call, is conversational copy, Paul.
Mm.
So if you and I were sitting in a coffee shop somewhere or a pub when they used to be open, you know, it'd be like you and I having a chat and me, perhaps I'm selling you my copywriting services. And I'll just be having a chat to you about what I do, how I do it, you know, what problems or issues you're facing. And it's conversational copy. So it's you and I having a chat quite informally.
Mm.
Without stilted business language that you sometimes get. I come from a traditionally an insurance background for about 15 odd years, so as you can imagine, it's all very formal and very, you know, very official, if you like. But I think there's a bit of a softening in conversational copy. You want to engage your ideal clients, not scare them off. You don't want to, you know, be coming out with legalese and very stiff language.
Mm.
Needs to be a bit more informal, because in these days, you know, we're all barraged by, you know, a million and one pieces of advertising and marketing material.
Mm.
So finding a way to cut through that and to talk to your ideal client, again, I've used it at the top of the call, in a language they will understand, to use their kind of everyday language that they relate to, that is the trick. It's hard, you know, it's not as easy as it looks, but that's the aim you should be looking for.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, and you're quite right, aren't you? I mean, I used to teach. I don't so much anymore, but I might go back to it. I used to teach public speaking.
Oh, okay, yes.
And it's a very similar concept with that. When you're teaching people, people get this formalised view about how they should speak, you know, so unaccustomed as I am to speaking in public, today, ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 blah. And they do that because it's a crutch, yeah? They think they think that's how you speak in public, and I guess it's the same with writing. People write in the way they think you should write, not in actually how you should write, if you see what I mean.
It's very much so.
Yeah, it's
very
this formulaic approach to it that isn't human or natural.
I think they hide behind it, but it's easy for me to say that, you know, as a copywriter, someone does it for a living, whereas someone who thinks, you know, I sit down to write an email campaign or... You know, what do I say? How do I say it?
Yeah.
And it tends to come out a bit stilly because, like you say, they hide behind that formula.
Yeah.
And it can put people off.
Yeah.
But then, the other side of the coin, it can alienate people as well if you're too informal. So you do have to strike a balance.
Yep.
It depends really on how well you know your ideal clients. But, you know, I say that in all my blog posts and my communications and my conversations with clients. You've really got to know your ideal client, who they are, where they are, you know, how to reach them, the language that they're using, the magazines and the online media they're using, and get to know them, and then you can begin a relationship with them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Because now more than ever, that copy is so important. There's so much stuff out there. There's so many ways that you can communicate these days, you know, using social media, using email marketing campaigns, using websites, using blogs. There are just so many ways. And I guess there's two sides to that, because... One, there's a route to market, but then two, the market is incredibly crowded.
Yes, it is.
You know, so writing good copy is more important than ever now, because it has to stand out in amongst, you know, millions and millions of other pieces of copy.
Yeah, it does. Very much so. It has. Yeah. You know, we're barraged by marketing.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
So I'm just repeating myself now, but know your ideal client. Know the language they're using, and if possible, it isn't always, but try and niche down, you know, try and identify them as close as you can without, if you don't know their name, but, you know, get their interest as much as you can, so you might as well be calling out, Paul Andrews, you know, walk into a room saying, Paul Andrews, but instead of knowing your name, I would use identifiers to identify so you know who you are immediately.
Yeah.
So... niching down is very important.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, you see so many things where you think, well, who are you writing this to? Well, you know, without going into another rant, because I'm used to ranting about this, LinkedIn is my pet hate, you know, where you get all these connection requests and messages from people to go, you know, I'm reaching out to you because I think we have something in common. And you go, you haven't even read my profile, because if you did, you know we have nothing in common whatsoever. You know, and you think, why do you do that? Why are you wasting your time? It's anti-marketing as far as I'm concerned. You're absolutely right, Andrew. It's about knowing who you're writing for. It's not about knowing who you're writing to. It's about having a target, isn't it?
Yes. I need to, when I sit down to have a client, I need to think about who their client is, who their potential customers are, or existing customers, for that matter, as well, and write in language they will understand, not for my client. You know, I'm almost... I like to think of myself as an actor, like a method actor. You know, I'm putting on that. I'm trying to get into their client's personality to find out where they're coming from, what their issues are, what their problems are, what they need solved. Absolutely. And that's how I identified them and get through to them. Like you said, all that noise that's going on today is just noise, and you need to find a way to cut through that.
Absolutely.
It's not always easy. It's certainly easier said than done, but...
Yeah. No, absolutely true. Now, the other thing I want to talk to you about is way back at the start of this isolation period, this lockdown, you were fantastic. You were one of the first people out of the traps, and you sent me a really fantastic email with a lot of ideas for what businesses that were fearing for their future could be doing while they couldn't do anything, as it were. And there were some brilliant ideas in there, you know, things like restaurant and pubs moving to takeaway. Now, of course, since you had those ideas before anyone had done it, and now, of course, a lot of people have done it, which was great.
Yeah.
So just run us through some of the other ideas you had, because there were some stonkers there as well, you know. And one of the things you came up with, again, was for theatres and cinemas to stream. And in fact... I heard last week that the National Theatre have done exactly that.
Had they?
Yeah.
So
they took your advice on board, mate, and they've been streaming plays totally free.
They?
Yeah, and fantastic.
Oh, I have to look into that. I didn't realise they'd done that. I put it out to a few of the St Kent theatres, like Hazard and Churchill and a few others, the Marlow as well, of course.
Yeah.
But yes, that struck me at the time as something to do. But of course, the events overtook us, didn't they? And the lockdowns started reaching us. So to get a group of people together in the theatre to actually record that, you know, it kind of overtook itself, unfortunately.
Yeah, a little bit. But it is doable, isn't it? I mean, because...
Yeah, I think you've got to look at it. And also the other aspect of that idea with the theatre was... not only recording the show, but also selling the DVDs of the performances. And I think they should do that in normal time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, in normal time, but in normal circumstances.
Yeah.
By the theatre, I'll be doing that to raise extra revenue.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? That we were talking to the guys from Digital Beans a couple of weeks ago on the Bunker Extra show, and they're a digital agency in Canterbury, and they were offering retail outlets a completely free e-commerce site.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called yourlocal.delivery. Do check it out if you're out there. It's completely free. They'll set you up an e-commerce site. You don't need any technical skills. You don't need any money. They'll just set it up for you, and you just deliver your products and take the payment.
That's a brilliant offer.
It's fantastic, isn't it? But one of the things I was saying to Ben and Pip, the guys behind Digital Beans, is that, of course, that has legs. It has value for when this is over as well, because so few businesses that actually have got a digital presence. That it's actually a good opportunity to see if it works for your business, and there's no reason why it can't keep working once we're allowed out again, and you can go back to doing your ordinary business. And it's exactly as you just said, with some of the, you know, like theatres and what have you. Why can't they have DVD of their performances anyway? Yeah, because, you know, we can't always get to a theatre, can we? We can't, you know, it's not always possible, or you miss a performance or something. You go, oh, I didn't even know that was on, and I missed it. You know, so I think that's a fantastic idea. So have you come up with anything else, Andrew, since then?
No, I keep thinking of it. I was looking in a similar vein, I think it was in that email I sent you, was hairdressers as well.
Yeah.
Again, that's kind of overtaken it a bit because lockdown means people can't visit the salons, but, you know, they can still look at the products they sell, the hair products, and sell those via email to their customers. You know, they can do hairstyling technique videos, do videos at their premises, that kind of thing. Just keep people in the loop, keep in touch with your clients and your potential clients, so that when this thing lifts and we start, like you said, being let out again, you know, the first person you're going to think of is ABC Hairdressers.
Yep.
You know, or the Hazard Theatre or the Churchill or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, you keep your name at the top. You were talking earlier about brand. You know, you keep your brand in your customer's mind. So that when this lifts, or when they've got some money, the whole thing that moves on, we're back to what might be near normality, you know, that you will be top of your customer's mind.
Yeah.
I think it's a plan. The other thing I'm looking at, I think it's hairdressers, theatres, pubs and restaurants, like you said at the few minutes ago, you know, a lot of pubs are taking it on board and doing home deliveries now.
Yeah.
Getting to the door.
Just coming back to hairdressers and stuff like that, of course, one of the things that's been making me smile a bit is the amount of home haircuts that are going on.
I've seen a lot of fry tucks out there.
Yeah, there is a lot of. I remember from my childhood getting my hair cut with a bowl, and there's a big comeback with bowl haircuts by the looks of it as well.
And these days
I don't have any hair, and it's amazing how many people have joined me in that with going a bit mad with the old shavers as well.
Might be easier, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife has threatened it a couple of times, but I've, you know. But I can't go to sleep now, just in case she gets me.
But again, that's one of the things that you could do as a hairdresser, isn't it? Is give people advice on how not to cut their hair themselves. And also.
And not to do a home haircut. The basic equipment you need, like a pair of clippers or whatever it may be. You know, that's what I'll be doing.
Just keeping your customers informed as much as anything. Yeah. It keeps your brand alive, doesn't it? Yeah. You know.
Because otherwise, you know, we're all fickle, aren't we? We're all, you know, human beings are fickle by nature. So, you know, you need to keep the name of your business in your customers' mind. So as soon as it's over, they think, oh, I'll go and get my hair cut. Yeah, I'll go down the road. I'll go to so-and-so.
Yeah. It's great to talk to you, Andrew. I've got a bit of a problem in that the line isn't very good, so...
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we're breaking up a little bit this end, so it's a little bit difficult. Listen, if people want to find out more about you and what you do and how you do it, what's the best way to do that?
I think the best thing to do is go to my website, which is at www. Do people need to say that anymore?
Go for it. Wibbly wobbly way.
www.cobbyandconsult.com.
Right.
There is a report on there now, which is called, rather imaginatively, Holistic Trinity Marketing Manifesto.
Wow, I like that. Holistic Trinity Marketing Manifesto. Love it.
Well, yeah, just a Holistic Trinity call. I've not touched on Marketing Manifesto, but it's a bit long-winded. But if they go to that Holistic Trinity, there's a report now I've just done. It's free. You don't even need an email address to sign up for it.
Right.
You can just download it, have a look at it, and it covers a lot of things we've just talked about in this call. And there's an offer in there as well, which is that I will write 1,000 words of copy or content for any business for £125.
Right. Okay.
No VAT. So that's the offer to your listeners and, of course, anyone else who happens to see it. So you can use that for a blog post, you can use that for website content, a series of emails, what have you, but... the offer is there, so by all means, get in touch.
Fantastic.
And I'll be happy to help anyone out.
Fantastic.
We need to help each other out in these times, I think.
Cool.
And to do all we can. So if anyone needs some ideas on a marketing strategy or needs that copy written, by all means, get in touch and give me a shout.
Fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much for that. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Sorry we couldn't talk to you longer. The line's a bit flaky. We will get you back later in the year and back into the studio where we can talk more in greater depth.
Yes, that'd be great. I look forward to that.
Cool. But for the moment, thank you so much, Andrew. And stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. Cheers, Paul. Take care of yourself.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Andrew Harkin there. Copy and consult. Do check out his website. Sorry about the line there; it's a bit flaky there on a mobile. I was saying earlier that I hadn't got links for some of the councils in Kent. Well, some of them have now sent them in. I've had a link sent in from Gravesham Borough Council, and they say if you go to gravesham.gov.uk to the homepage, then there's links on the homepage to their COVID-19 support and all the other resources that they have. So that's Gravesham. .gov.uk. Do check that out. I think I've read a lot of the tweets that I've seen. If I haven't read your tweet out, tweet me again or give me a nudge in some way to make sure that I've seen it, because it's a bit difficult finding them all and talking at the same time. I've got some more councils now talking to me. Hold on a second. Let's see if we can find the others. What have we got here? Dover District Council is dover.gov.uk/ business rates COVID-19 support. Seven Oaks is sevenoaks.gov.uk/info2004. I think I gave you that one earlier anyway. Swale is swale.gov.uk/advice for business. Thanet is thanet.gov.uk/info pages/cash grants. Tunbridge and Morling is tmbc.gov.uk/services/business. And Tunbridge Wells is tunbridgewells.gov.uk coronavirus updates. And I think that's all of the councils. I think the only one I haven't got now is Folkestone. Oh, it's like, there it is. Folkestone-hythe.gov.uk/business grant fund. That's Folkestone-hythe, that's hyphen, Folkestone-hythe.gov.uk /business grant fund. So that's a link to all the councils. You can find all those links if you follow FSB Kent, because they've listed them all on a page there in handy order. So if you follow FSB Kent on Twitter, you will find a list of all those council links that I've just given you. Right. On a lighter note, and I was here when they recorded this, and it was fabulous, and it's really worth a listen. For those of you that know the Business Diaries is a quarterly meetup that happens in Medway and Tunbridge Wells, where we hear from people telling stories from their life. Normally four or five, six sometimes people telling stories from their life. They're not sales stories. They're not about how I succeeded or why my business is great. They are real life stories from people's lives on a theme. And one of the things that they've decided to do based on the success of the Business Diaries is to go back and record some of the earlier ones that people missed as podcasts. And the latest podcast is now out, and it's a conversation. And it's the Business Diaries episode 4, and it's a conversation with the lovely Joe Dodds. And you can find it by going to www.podbean.com, search Business Diaries. And episode 4 is there, but the other three episodes are there too, and future episodes will also be there. So that's at podbean.com/search for Business Diaries, and you will find all those podcasts there. 30-minute stories with loads of interesting people, and I've got to tell you, the stories are interesting. Previous episodes have been Ali Harold, myself, Amanda Flanders. Fantastic stories. Do go and check them out. Listen to the previous ones and set yourself up to hear future Business Diaries stories. They will be back with live storytelling once lockdown has finished as well. So do look out for that. Okay.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
I want to cover a couple of other things here now. Excuse me, just having a quick glass of water. Somebody, Paul Goggins, sent me this. It's a list of things to think about when you're going to work from home. Some of them are a bit late now. You should have done them already, but it's still worth considering. Basically, simple steps to work and collaborate securely from home. We're all dealing with a sudden huge change in the way that we need to live and work. As someone who's evangelized about the benefits of remote working for some time, I've compiled this list of simple steps to help you and your teams work from home effectively and securely. before you even start, you need a decent internet connection. You need to connect, check that your home internet connection is fast enough to cope. Run an internet speed test from broadbandtest.which.co.uk, but there are lots of speed tests on the net. Anything over 2 megabyte download and 0.5 megabyte upload is fine. But also check that your mobile phone contract includes unlimited data, although not many of them do have unlimited data, but has enough data to cover your needs. Your monthly bill will detail this. If your broadband goes down, you'll still be able to work online by using your mobile phone as a hotspot. Let me just say a few things about that. I have a Vodafone, and I check my bill. I don't have unlimited, but I seem to have rather a large allowance. Although, for some bizarre reason, Vodafone seem to list it in two separate blobs. I don't know why. So do check with them that you have got coverage, because it can be expensive otherwise. But 4G tends to be quite fast these days, and I have to say that 4G on my mobile phone is actually faster than my home fibre broadband. So I do use a mix of both of those, but check before you use it, otherwise you're going to run up a huge bill. Also, don't forget to save your files to the cloud. You know, if you're used to working in an office, you've probably got automatic backup sat there backing up whatever you do. Well, that's not going to be working on your laptop at home. So saving files on your computer is convenient but risky. If your computer fails during the current crisis, you're not likely to get a computer repairman to come and fix it. So you need to back up to the cloud. You need to back up to standalone devices, you know, be it a big capacity USB stick or a standalone disk drive, or more usually nowadays, back it up to the cloud so that you do have regular backups, so you're not going to lose any work and you've got a copy of everything that you've done. It's so important because it's so easy to lose stuff. Don't lose touch with the other people that you work with. You know, why not have a 15-minute meeting each day with everybody in your team, you know, just to chew the fat, say hello, make sure everybody's okay, just meet up via Zoom or Skype or whatever technology you use, Google Hangouts, just to contact everyone, have a chat, make sure everyone's okay, a coffee room chat, just to keep in touch. Don't forget to share tasks with your team as well, the people that you work with. So have business meetings with your team too to keep on top of what they're doing, how they're doing it, any tips or tricks they've learnt or anything that's going on. And use the time at home to work on your business, yeah? If you have the type of business where you're the main supplier of the service, you know, maybe you're a plumber or a mobile hairdresser or a nail bar or whatever, you know, you're busy normally going out doing the work that you do. You can't do that at the moment, so now's the time to get your website up. Now's the time to get your website copy sorted out. Now's the time to upgrade what's on there, the content. Now's the time to write a blog, do a bit of marketing, do a bit of research, engage with people on social media, keep in front of your customers. It's the time for doing that now whilst we're stuck at home and we can't actually get out to physically meet people in person. If you want to read the full blog with all the information behind that, it's a blog on the Kent Business Radio website, and you can find it at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/work-at-home to do have a check of that. While we're talking about such things, we have got over 1,000 blogs on the Kent Business Radio website on all kinds of business topics and job finding topics. There's basically a topic for everybody there, somewhere in there. So do check that out by just going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, and then when you get to the homepage, there's a tab at the top that says blogs. You can page through and see what's there. There are loads and loads of blogs, all written by a whole range of different experts in their fields about various things that can help you with your business in terms of marketing, in terms of technology, in terms of things you can do to improve your business, to manage your cash flow, to all kinds of stuff. And of course, we've got loads of COVID-19 information on there as well. So do check that out. I've also got some stuff for those of you that have got kids at home and they're driving you nuts and you need some ideas to think about what you can do with your kids. And this was provided by someone that's an experienced homeschooler. And they say, parents, you can encourage creativity. Ask questions. Creativity is all about questioning. How can I? What should I? What could happen if? How can I make this? Or how can I change this? It's about making sure that children are always being asked those questions. Excuse me. And answering them. Yeah. So, you know, talk to your kids. Ask them things. Ask them how they feel about this. Ask them what their ideas are on things. Keep everything. Don't chuck anything away. Keep a bag with all the egg boxes and toilet rolls in a corner because that's going to be a mine of incredible craft-making materials. We've got a lot of Easter bunnies being made in our house at the moment out of former toilet rolls and egg boxes. You know, making stuff, you know, a bit of glue, bit of sellotape, some toilet roll, egg boxes, cereal boxes. Amazing what kids can make out of those things. Set them a challenge. What kind of musical instruments can you make today from what's in the bags or what's in the cupboards, you know, so you can make, you're going to love this, parents, you know, like saucepan drum kits. but there's all kinds of things that you can make. Give them some time. The beauty is that the parents are in control of the time for once. Yeah. So, you know, we haven't got to rush anywhere. We haven't got to be anywhere. We haven't got to do school runs. So you can give your child 2 hours to get on with a wonderful creative task that they wouldn't have if they were at school. So you can spend that time getting them to do that. There's also, of course, lots of online resources. And there are sharing resources like Twinkle, BBC Bite Size, all kinds of things. And then there are people like Joe Wicks, who's doing kids' exercise classes. And there's artists, designers, and sharing resources. I mean, there's a bazillion things on YouTube for making things, doing things, learning things. Do check it all out. Do you know, work with your children to find these things. You know, show them how to search safely on things like YouTube. It can be a great resource for the right things. Also, be creative with space. Think about the space in your house. What what can you change? What room could be theirs? What space is not utilised? What can you get rid of to make them a work area or for their equipment? It's an easy thing to fix that, to get your kids looking at how to use space more effectively. And she also recommends thinking outside the paint box. Creativity is not just about arts and crafts. It's also about the kitchen. What kind of lunch can they make? What can they do while you're working? You know, cooking, making recipes, weighing things are all great activities that kids can undertake while, you know, doing something practical and working in the kitchen. So do think about some of those things that you can do with your kids. And, of course, as Carrie was saying earlier, it's also about exercising and keeping your mind fit and active as well. So do check all of those kind of things out. I was just catching up with the tweets. Tracy Ferguson has tweeted, loving Pilates. I've just started doing stretch, flex and breathe. And there's a picture of a kitten. Well, thank you for that, Tracy. Jules Serkin has tweeted me, shortage in some, flour shortage in some shops. Oh, you know where she's going with this, don't you? This is Whitstable mum in custard shortage territory, this. There's a flour shortage in some shops, apparently. I tried to get some gluten-free flour this week and couldn't for my delivery from local indie shops, from Produced in Kent. Oh, by the way, for those that don't know, Produced in Kent, did give them a follow on the Twitter, Produced in Kent. Give them a follow because they're doing loads of stuff on home deliveries and how to get your organic and locally produced and locally made produce. Produced in Kent on the Twitter, follow them. Tracy and Barker has been on. Oh my God, Business Bunker, don't know what happened in Alsford. Lost the show to 153, the internet crashed and took ages to reboot. So, oh, sorry to hear that. We were fine at this end. Signed off and we'll listen on catch up. Yeah, please do. The repeat of the show will go up in about half an hour from the end of the show. Jules is going on about her umbrella in the garden now. She's had an umbrella function now, malfunction. It's gone wrong. Well, you will have automated umbrellas. Look at it, stupid thing. Follow her on the Twitter if you want to see what she's tweeting about. All of a sudden, we've got loads more tweets coming in, although we're almost at the end of the show. So, once again, I just want to finish up for the last couple of minutes on the show, reminding everybody that it's World Health Day today, Tuesday the 7th of April 2020. We're at the start of week three of the lockdown here in the UK. The government did say it would initially be for 3 weeks. So we will see where we are at the end of this week for an update from the government. We wish a full and speedy recovery both to our Prime Minister Boris Johnson and everyone that's currently in hospital or at home suffering with this nasty virus. We wish you all a speedy recovery and a healthy return to work and home and to your family and loved ones. It's a difficult time for all of us. As long as we all keep working together, then things will kind of work out for us. Ignore those very few people that are determined to be downbeat, rude, horrible and nasty on social media. There will be a day of reckoning for that, I hope, where some of the social media platforms are going to start to look at some of this and think maybe we don't want these people on our platforms. We can only live in hope. But for the vast majority of people, we're being very supportive of each other, and that's how it should be. A massive, massive thank you to all the people working in healthcare and social care right around the world, looking after us and keeping us safe. Thank you so much for listening to the Business Bunker Show for another week. We will be back next Tuesday with some more guests. Do send us loads of information about what you're doing, how you're finding being locked at home. I also just want to say, if you're running a small business based in the southeast of England and you've had a successful business up until the lockdown and you think that you're going to struggle when you go back to work, please can you get in touch with me? Please let me know, because I'd like to talk to you to see if there's anything we can do to help, to see what we need to do to make sure that as many businesses survive and prosper as can. So please, if you think your business is going to be hit really badly when we get back to work and you might not be able to recover it, drop me an email at hello@bizradio.co.uk. That's hello@bizradio.co.uk. Tell me about it, and we'll try and set up a conversation. We'll try and see if there's a common theme, if there are things that we need to look at, if there are ways that we can help you recover your business and get back on track and get back to where you were and maybe even grow your business. So please do get in touch, hello@bizradio.co.uk. Do read our blogs. But we've kind of reached the end of another show, sadly. It's been great to spend 2 hours with you. I want to say a huge thank you to the show sponsors this week, the lovely folks at Fit for Trade, and to our two guests, Kerry Madgwick of Vitality Health. Let me give you their websites again as well. So that's Kerry Madgwick of Vitality Lifestyle, and her website can be found at vitalitylifestyleformula.com. And we also heard from Andrew Harkin, and you can find Andrew's website at copyandconsult.com, copyandconsult.com. Thank you to both of those folks for joining me on the show today. It was a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you to everybody that emailed, tweeted and sent me messages. It's much appreciated. Do join us again next week for another show. But in the meantime, thank you so much. We'll be back next week with another Business Bunker show. And bye for now.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.